I'm Jaleesa Azare, and this is a special episode of our Where Are They Now series of On Deck with Young Musicians. In celebration of iCan Radio's 5th birthday, I have the honor of sitting with Elena Stepler, the former youth roving reporter of iCan Radio and the 2024 Young Artist in Residence for All Classical Radio. In 2021, we spoke with Elena about her musical accomplishments and the inspirations behind her compositions. Today, we'll talk more with her about her present compositions, the Popper PDX music program she started, and the value of music. But first, here's Amy Faust with an excerpt from that previous interview.
So composing has really taken off for you, Elena. Can you tell me a little bit about your process? Is it very disciplined or is it more spur of the moment?
I think it's a little bit of both. I try to compose every day, and sometimes when I'm biking to school or biking home or just going on a walk or eating dinner, there's a little idea that pops into my head, whether it be classical or pop, and I always record it on my voice memos.
So I bet you have a lot of ideas on there.
I think I do. I think my iCloud storage is getting really full.
Although it has only been a few years since that first On Deck interview, Elena has accomplished so much since then and continued to create great compositions. I hope that cloud storage received an update. I had the opportunity to chat with Elena to catch up and talk about all that she's been up to since then. After listening to your first On Deck interview, what were your thoughts?
Well, after listening to the interview, it was so exciting to have it be played on the radio. That was just a really, really surreal moment for me.
In that first interview, you had a couple things going on. What are some of the things that have happened since then that you're really excited about?
Since my first On Deck interview, it has been an amazing experience to be able to work at All Classical and iCan Radio. Seeing behind the scenes of the radio station, learning production, and collaborating with the fantastic Sarah and Steven on different episodes and interviews have just been so spectacular. And also finding out that I was the Young Artist in Residence was really amazing.
Congratulations on being announced as the Young Artist in Residence. That is so exciting. I would love to know about the other projects you have done since your previous On Deck interview. What is some work that you're currently proud of?
I'm really proud of a program I created called Popera PDX, which is a musical story time for young children in local libraries. And I go in and we sing together, we learn new rhythms and new styles and conducting patterns in opera. And what really inspired me to do that was growing up, I used to attend musical story times at my local libraries. And it was such a fun way to experience both music and reading.
What is a popera that you saw a great reception with?
Over holiday break, I did a holiday musical story time. And one of the librarians read some really fun books that were holiday themed. And I played my trombone along to it. And I also sang some holiday tunes. And it was so beautiful to see the children and their parents just having such a fun time and being connected by their love of music.
Elena, in every interaction that I have had with you, you are very gracious and kind. You just have a very welcoming presence about you, and I would like to know what keeps you so grounded.
That is so kind, and I feel the same way about you. You are just so welcoming. I think what keeps me so grounded and grateful is just being surrounded in this fantastic community with all these extraordinary music programs. I love being in this community that really champions young musicians and composers, and it's really unbelievable that there are two youth symphonies here, the Portland Youth Philharmonic and Metropolitan Youth Symphony. There's also a program called the Young Composers Project for young composers that I'm beyond grateful for, as well as the Oregon Symphony, which is just an amazing resource, and I'm beyond grateful for all of those programs that really inspire me and keep me grounded.
What does it mean to have that kind of community with other young musicians and that you're all so passionate about this music together?
I feel so grateful that I can play and collaborate with these talented young musicians in our community. And I think what's so special is we all come together with our shared love of music. I love that music just connects anybody and everybody, whether you're listening or playing it. And I think what's so special about being in a group and playing together, whether it be a jazz band or a symphony or a chamber ensemble, is that you're each contributing your own love of music and your own special sound and voice that, piecing them all together, it creates something so beautiful.
So then, in connection with that, what would you like for others to understand about you from your performances and especially your compositions, because those are your personal creations?
Composing music is like a musical diary for me, and it's my way of processing all the events that happen in my life. And I love to write my compositions on either that or prevalent topics in the world.
Is there anything that you're currently working on that you may not be able to tell us everything, but that your inspiration of why you started working on it?
A few years ago, I was commissioned by the Portland Youth Philharmonic to write a string piece for their string ensemble. And it was such an honor to be able to write for them. They are just such a talented group of musicians. And I was wowed the second I heard them play. And I wrote that piece about moving to Oregon initially and just the beautiful environment, the kind community and people, and reflecting my joy on coming here in my composition. And a couple weeks ago, I also got a commission from a chamber orchestra in New York City. So right now, wow. I am working on rewriting that piece for orchestra. So I'm really excited about that.
What is a performance that has continued to stay with you?
A performance that was really exciting for me was hearing my composition be played by the Oregon Symphony. They are just so talented, and I'm so grateful to have had my piece be performed by them.
And what piece was that?
It was called Illuminations.
So what does the title Illuminations mean?
Illuminations is a composition that celebrates the treasures of the importance to find time in those small moments in life. And when you're faced with an obstacle, you could flip it over and uncover the brightness and find positivity that will really radiate your life.
Elena, I have enjoyed speaking with you. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Well, firstly, I want to thank you. It has been so lovely speaking with you today. I would also just like to say a big thank you to ICANN All Classical Radio. Just being in the camaraderie of the station has illuminated my life in so many ways. And I'm just so grateful for the community as well, for always supporting young musicians and composers. And I'm forever thankful.
And we are thankful for you, Elena. That was composer and multi-instrumentalist Elena Stupler. She is the latest guest that we've revisited as a part of our Where Are They Now series with On Deck with Young Musicians. I'm Jaleesa Azare. You can hear Elena's original episode from 2021 at allclassical.org. For the episode that you just heard today, you can hear that at icannradio.org. You can also subscribe to On Deck as a podcast. Our theme music was composed and performed by All Classical's 2023 Young Artist in Residence, Amir Afsker. Thank you, Amir. Happy birthday to ICANN Radio, and thanks for joining us for this special episode for our Where Are They Now series of On Deck with Young Musicians. Tune in to ICANN Radio next Friday at 2 o'clock for a rebroadcast of On Deck with Young Musicians.